Hi there, special ed strategist Wendy Taylor here. Have you sat at the IEP table, thought about it, might have one coming up? As a parent, do you know about present levels of academic and functional achievement? If you're thinking, no clue, Wendy, then you don't want to miss this. I'm a mom of three and have sat on both sides of the IEP table. And the IEP strategy session, our mini series of special ed strategist podcasts, I'm going to help you go from worries to wins while you're at the IEP table. What I've learned through my personal and professional journey is to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you're new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize. Again, I'm your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Today, we are talking about present levels of academic achievement and functional performance. Understanding the PLOF statement and its importance in special education. Let's dive in. What is it and what it says? Talking about present levels of academic achievement and functional performance. It's the key part of your child's individualized education plan or IEP. The very first PLOF for your child describes their skills and abilities based on the initial special education evaluation. It should cover all areas of development. Key there, all areas where your child may need support. Academic skills, daily living or self-help skills, social skills, behavior, sensory skills, communication skills, mobility. All of those are important for future education, independence, and employment. So the purpose of it is to identify the kinds and amount of special education services that your child may need. So the PLOF statement includes information about how your child's disability affects or would affect their involvement in a general education curriculum. If your child is preschool age, the PLOF will focus on how the disability affects their involvement in a typical preschool activities and development. In other words, you and the rest of the team will talk about the impact your child's disability has on their ability to learn and do the kinds of things that children without disabilities are able to learn and do. This information is then included in the IEP. If your child's new to special education, this information will come from the test that was done during the evaluation, observation during your child's evaluation for eligibility, and classroom observations. If your child's IEP is being reviewed or revised, the information may come from evaluations done throughout the year, whether it's classroom assessments, again, observations as well. Teachers and others who work with your kiddo may offer information they've learned by observing your child day-to-day in their school routine. You as a parent can and should, I want to highlight that, should provide information that can help shape this present level of academic achievement and functional performance. A well-written statement will describe your child's strengths and weaknesses, what helps your child learn, what limits or interferes with your child's learning, objective data from the current evaluation of your child, and how your child's disability affects their ability to be involved and progress in the general education curriculum. Let me give you a hot tip. As parents, we want to make sure that all the positive things about our child are included in the IEP. And this is important information, but it does not belong in the present level statement unless it can guide teachers in helping your child. So for example, Aaron loves music. May be important to note if music helps Aaron calm down or if Aaron's able to learn new information through a song. This type of information is useful for teachers as they work with your child. Other positive information that does not have an impact on behavior or learning, absolutely important, and it needs to be somewhere else in the IEP, just not in our present level statement. So what are some guidelines for assessing our present level? So for the younger students, we again want to talk about 10 areas of skills appropriate for kindergarten students, social and emotional development, language and communication, emerging literacy, like reading, emerging literacy, like writing, math, science, social studies, fine arts, physical development, and technology. So here, I'm going to give you an example of what a present level can look like. So if I say, Dominic continues to develop his skills in the areas of emerging literacy, writing, specifically with an instructional focus in motivation to write, Dominic currently watches other students write and scribble when given a pen or paper. Most 40-month-old children can draw recognizable forms and may label and talk about their own drawings. Children this age can make horizontal, vertical, zigzag lines and loops during scribbling. So often, the present level includes teacher's observation as well as information from evaluations. This can give us more complete picture of what helps your child learn and what limits your child from learning. These statements may include he needs a quiet, separate place to go if he feels overwhelmed, or accesses our cool down area, or she learns better if a new skill is taught one-on-one than practiced in a small group. Here's another tip. Information needs to include baseline data. It needs to measure typical behavior. Those are two essential parts. The baseline data tells the IEP team the starting point for your child. The measure of typical behavior may indicate a reasonable goal for your child. So make sure both of these components are in every present level that are written for your child. Why does it matter again? It is the foundation for everything in your child's IEP that follows it. IEP goals are based upon your child's present level. Special education and related services are based on it too. So take your time reading the present level that is sent home to you from the school and ensure that this information is included. Also, in your parent input statement that we'll discuss later on, ensure that you have added your information. The information you include will be in stepping stone for the rest of that IEP. I hope this helps make it a great day. If you're looking for a quick way to go from worries to wins, grab your freebie on 10 ways to prep for your child's IEP meeting with 5 bonus questions to ask. You can download this by heading over to learningessentialsedu.ck/. I'll also put that link in the show notes. So don't forget to download our free IEP tip guide with bonus questions to ask your team. Become informed, be prepared, and become a partner with your IEP team. Thank you again for strategizing with me. If you love what you're hearing, give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials. Hope this helps make it a great day.